Chapter 13, Vulgarity. Almost 20 years ago, I saw this movie called Nothing in Common. Not a great flick, but Tom Hanks is in it, so it's watchable. Tom plays an advertising agency guy who's won a big airline account. Just as he's about to travel to a big meeting with the airline's top executives, his pain-in-the-neck father gets hospitalized and needs to have surgery. Tom, being a good guy, decides he's going to stay and care for his dad and let someone else take his place at the meeting. He tells the head of the airline, a man who's as pushy as his father, what he's doing, but the airline guy won't accept it. Tom doesn't budge. He needs to be with his dad. Exasperated, the airline guy tells Tom he's going to count to five, and by the time he's done counting, Tom better have changed his mind. He starts pushing Tom while he's counting. One, two. Tom explodes. Mild-mannered Tom Hanks, who hasn't so much as raised his voice for the first hour and a half of the movie. 3, 4, 5, he thunders back in the guy's face, and don't you ever effing touch me again. Of course, he didn't say effing. Use your imagination. The audience I saw the movie with gasped at that exchange. I mean, I've seen entire horror movies that don't get as much reaction from a crowd as that one sentence from Tom Hanks. We sat there in the dark, shocked. When was the last time you were shocked by the F-word? Or by any cursing? Watch HBO or any other pay cable channel, and it feels like cursing is all you hear. It's used casually and as every part of speech. It's an adjective, let's go to the effing store. It's a verb, she effed up her hair. It's even a noun, you're such a dumb F. Sometimes, it's every part of speech in the same sentence. F you, you effing F. And that's a shame. Cursing used to mean something. I learned how to curse on the playground at Lanai Road School in Encino, California. I was 8 years old. The third grade was lined up to go back to class after recess, and while we waited, this kid named Jason told me to say bull, and I did. Then he told me to say the S-word, which I'd never even heard before. I shrugged and did that too. Now, he said, all solemn, say them both together. I did, and he gasped. Go say it to Dee Dee Katz, he said, but by then I got it. This cursing was powerful stuff. No way, I said. He dared me, I dared him back, and we each decided that the other was a chicken because neither of us would say bull ass in front of Dee Dee. A few weeks later, he taught me a new word, one he'd heard his brother use. It started with the letter F. When I say Jason taught me the word, I mean he spelled it for me. He told me that it rhymed with truck, but he would not actually say it. That's the worst word in the whole world, he told me as we hung by our arms from the jungle gym. They'll kick you out of school for saying it. Here was Jason, who'd been in the principal's office for slugging two different boys in our class and for talking back to Miss Voyne, and he was afraid to say a one-syllable word out loud. A few years and 3,000 miles later, I tried out the F-word for the first time on a playground in Connecticut, where my family had just moved. Tony Verrico and I were playing one-on-one basketball, and he fouled me pretty hard. The word kind of came out of me, and it startled him. He immediately apologized for what he'd done. Clearly, if I was saying the F-word, things had gotten serious. And then he walked off the court. That was the power of cursing. It was strong enough to make people take notice, and at the same time, it was unpleasant enough to make them turn away. Cursing had a real place when I was a kid. It was a way of expressing extreme anger or fear. Since we didn't curse that much, when we did, it had a real effect. Swearing at someone could start a fight. Swearing after someone hit you could end that fight. Basically, swearing meant you weren't kidding around. Now it doesn't seem to mean much of anything. Swearing has become just another lazy way of communicating, like saying, you know, or I mean. It's filling to make sentences longer. If you were old enough to watch modern gangster movies like Scarface, I'd suggest a little experiment. I'd tell you to write down any 6 or 7 sentences of dialogue, cross out the cursing, and watch it magically shrink to 2 or 3 lines of dialogue. But you're not old enough, so I'll spare you. Whenever anyone complains about all the swearing on television or in the movies, they always get the same response. It's realism. It's the way people talk. And I can't argue, so instead I'll just amend that answer a little. Endless cursing is the way really vulgar, lazy people talk. How did this happen? How did cursing go from a rare, powerful way to express anger or shock to just another way people talk? I blame comedians. I'm serious. When I was a kid, I heard Steve Martin doing his stand-up routine when someone in the audience yelled something stupid at him. Martin stopped, looked out at the guy, and smiled. "I remember when I had my first beer," he said, and the audience roared. Instead of letting some jerk ruin his show, he found a very sharp way to make fun of the guy and in the process shut him up. If I were standing in front of hundreds of people, I could never have thought of such a clever line. Heck, if I were alone, I could never have thought of such a clever line.